At the heart of the study is a simple question: do wind turbines drive down residential property values? Carol Atkinson-Palumbo is co-author of the paper, which looked at Massachusetts home sales over a 14-year period. She says the answer is no.
We didn't find any impact in Massachusetts. So we can't, you can't extrapolate that and say to the Connecticut policymakers, oh, we guarantee that there's not going to be any impact in Connecticut.
In November, lawmakers blocked a proposal outlining procedures for building new turbines in Connecticut. That move effectively placed a moratorium on wind power in the state, and opponents have highlighted the so-called nuisance stigmas attached to wind power, things like turbine noise and shadow flicker. Atkinson-Palumbo says when new wind turbine projects are announced, there is a jostle that ripples through the local housing market, but she found that effect to be brief.
Once the turbines are constructed, we see a rebound. So overall, there's no difference in house prices from before the turbines were constructed until after.
Property values of houses analyzed in the study ranged anywhere from $40,000 to $2.5 million. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.